Well, this is it. You're almost there. How are you feeling?
Well, we're almost there to kick off at 3 o'clock. You know, what we have to remember is that there is still a point or 3 points to be won. And if we don't go about our business properly and we don't achieve that, then it'll be the playoffs. That's as simple as that. So we need to be very, very focused.
Has there been an additional bounce in the players this week?
I think they've been bouncing for weeks, but I think they've been very focused. In fact, even this week, we've probably had to put the reins on a little bit and calm them down. It's amazing that I walk in here early in the week and I expect one or two players to be in the treatment room and they're running past me sprinting and then sit-ups and all sorts in front of me. So it's never. And if people know inside football, what that means is that it just means they're all desperate to play. And who wouldn't be? You know, full house at the New York, a very passionate full house. And let's hope we can win for first the chairman, and secondly, let's hope we can win equally as important, if not always more so, the supporters. You know, they've been incredible all season. So let's hope that we can perform at 3 o'clock, and let's hope we can have a party at 5 o'clock. But it can't be in reverse order.
Mm. There's obviously a lot of excitement around at the moment in the town. You can't escape that. You can't hide from it, can you? Do you just have to drink it in?
Yeah, it's been very difficult this week. You know, as people know, I'm in and around the town every day, and it really has been quite incestuous. It's been everywhere. You know, from the petrol stations to you know, doing the food shopping to the whole thing. And you know, the only thing I keep saying to everyone is we've not achieved anything yet. We did last Saturday. We achieved our position in the playoffs, which was I think we'd done that at Bradford actually, which was a great first step to make. And now we have the chance to make the step that we all came here or assembled the squad to achieve. And we have an opportunity to do that on Saturday, but we're equally minded. It'll be tough.
Have you been sleeping properly this week?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I have on the basis that the performances that we go into this game and have been good. And but, you know, certain things always stick in your mind. You know, I think, you know, all football supporters that who watched the Champions League only last evening and when I watched Dortmund and the consistent commentary coming from top guys like Gary Neville and Graham Souness and Jamie Redknapp, they kept talking about only one thing about Dortmund: not the four goals, not the fantastic passing and moving, not the creativity. They talked about their work rate and their continuous efforts to work harder than Real Madrid, not give them a second on the ball, etc. And I've spoken about that for two or three seasons now to every player that's played under me, that to get the best out of you, we have to see you work at your hardest. And I need to see my players work at those levels on Saturday. And if we do, then we should have a good Saturday night. If we're a notch below, it'll be a bad Saturday night.
Do you have a Churchillian-type speech planned for the players?
No, I think in certain games like this, it's just a bit focusing on the football priorities. And we all know what the prize is. It's League One football next season. And I'm managing a football club that arguably is League One or Championship club anyway. So it's we look around League Ones, and if we were in League One in the season just going, I think we'd be the fourth highest attended home club, if you like. Probably fifth or sixth in terms of the away following as well. So the Rotherham United supporters, the Rotherham public is more than played the part. Your chairman has been incredible, not just in my time, but in Ronnie's time and Andy's time and Robbo's time. He's supported every manager he's had. So I started by saying, for the supporters and for the chairman, let's make sure we have a good performance, and let's hope, more importantly, we get at least a point on Saturday.
How big an achievement would it be? You've mentioned some people there who've tried and not quite managed it to get this club out of this division in the last few years. What would that mean to you?
Well, as you know, I was at an awards evening on Monday night. Tommy Docherty was there, and he was just saying to me, think of the managers, not him, he said, but think of the managers who have been incredibly successful at Rotherham United, you know, from Ronnie. You go back to the likes of Ian Porterfield, you go back to the likes of Emily Hughes. They're people that I grew up only ever seeing on the television, the likes of Porterfield and Hughes, and icons all through my family. So if Steve Evans could lead or manage and help play a small part in taking this football club on a promotion campaign up into League One, I suppose it would endear me to the fans. But I'm already endeared to them because I love every one of them. They're the best supporters I know. And they're the rank equal with the Glasgow Celtic supporters, and they are the best in the world.
And it's a sellout. They've absolutely gobbled up tickets in next to no time at all, haven't they?
Yeah, I think I've just been with the chairman, as you know, and I've just said to him, you know, you're going to find out how strong the roofs are, because I see a few people climbing up, and I suppose their security has to be good. And I suppose the problem for the chairman is, well, the people climbing up the roof, the security guys are probably on the roof watching it, you know. Yeah, it's the atmosphere will be great. We need our supporters to be loud. We need them to appeal for every decision. Thankfully, we've got a good referee. We've got a strong referee who'll call it as he sees it. Which is good, because we all accept that as a management team at the or a manager at the start of play if you get that called equally. But yeah, we're sold out. We could have sold another 5,000 or 6,000 tickets, as you know. The blocks have been on since last Sunday afternoon when I think the system was crashing internally. So, but it doesn't surprise me. The people in this town are just simply the best, and I describe them equally as Glaswegians, and I think they are the best. But I'm going to say that because I'm from there.
Have you thought about how you'd celebrate it?
No, I think you don't want to get ahead of yourself. I just like it to be spontaneous, and you know, and I've won a few promotions, but this is the big one. This is the first time that I went to a football club that I went because of the size of the club, the chairman, the fan base, the stadium, where it could end up. This football club, enough. This football club could end up in the Championship. Dare I say it, challenging for higher, but you have to earn the right to be out of the league that you're currently in. And for a vast number of years now, this club has been in League Two, and it desperately needs a promotion, and all the things that we know that will come with that promotion. If we're averaging in north of 8,000 average home support, then I would think a promotion would average that north, certainly north of 9 and equal up to 10. So that is just so much for... So much at stake tomorrow.
As you say, you've experienced promotion before. Would this be the best one?
Yes.
Why?
I think the size of the project when I come in. I had a really interesting comment from Martin Allen, who's done great at Gillingham, and they are the champions, and we sent her congratulations. But Martin made comment that chairman normally send for him in an SOS when he's fighting relegation, and Steve Evans gets the SOS when it's promotion. So I come here, and many people thought that the project, and I'm talking about good judges in football, thought the expectation of me coming, the new stadium, the chairman, the squad being put together would probably be a burden too much. And I'm talking about good managers here who said that, and those managers have said this week, go and make them eat the words, and make a lot of people eat the words. And that's not me, that's the playing squad, because I genuinely believe we have a dressing room that's second to none, that's full of young men that I've had off days, but enlarged, I've had some exceptional days.
Have you ever felt that it was in doubt?
Never.
Not at all?
Never.
Not even when you dipped out the playoffs and you appeared to be losing ground on those above?
No, never. I think I've been consistent in one thing. I've always thought it would be a league campaign is over 46 games, if that's the league games you're in. And I've always thought that, you know, if we can get our rich rewards, I think if anything, I don't ever look back in any games this season. I can't remember one where I've driven away thinking, and the team coach or in my car, I've never driven away thinking, wow, we were lucky to win there. That was a fortunate 3 points. My previous promotions, I've thought of that on many occasions driving away. I can't remember that once at Rotherham. But I'll tell you what, I've driven away many times thinking, how have we not won that game? Or how have we drawn that game? Many, many times, because my team has dominated to such an extent, it's been embarrassing. And that's credit to the dressing room, because we've not let that sink. We've not let it get us down in the week, and we've tried to keep a harpy medium. And on top of that, we've had to contend with some injuries that have been absolutely staggering. We've lost, you know, a number of what we would say are central key players. You know, you look at Shearer, Munts, Arneson, Munts, Noble, Munts, O'Connor, Munts, Frecklington, Munts, you know, Cairns come in alone, Munts, Nardiello out and injured. You know, we've lost key players for long periods of time, and we've never ever allowed that to be an excuse. There is no excuse this Saturday. It's one game to earn the right to be in League One.
And do you have to go up to keep some of the players you've got?
No, not at all. There'll be no players. There'll be no players of mine and the chairman's liking that will believe in the football club. If anything, they'll be signing longer, or they'll go as they are. We're The only way we'll ever sell a player here is if it's a bit value for money and we think we can do more with that money. Mm. And that's always a subjective decision. But if you're looking at the players that we've got and the players that we think would command sizeable monies, then we'd need them anyway. We'd need them whether we're in League One, going up and trying to compete to go again. And if it ended up horrifically for us and we were back in League Two next season, we'd need them to mount a campaign to go automatic next season.
The chairman was in our studio this week. I know you were listening, and he did say that he'll give you a new contract in the summer when you go up. You'll sign it, won't you?
Yeah, there'd be no doubt. I think myself and the chairman, the biggest testament I give the chairman is when you said when we dropped outside the playoffs and he said, let's get you a new contract, we'll get it drafted today and sign it tonight. Mm. And he didn't need that. He didn't need to say that to me. I know it's in his thoughts every day because we, as you know, Paul Firstland, we meet every day anyway. We talk about, not just about football, there's families and all the stuff that you talk about as a manager and a chairman, and we've covered every scenario. We've covered up, we've covered not going up, we've covered playoffs, we've covered absolutely everything. But I would like to think I've got a big part in the future at Rotherham United, and that ultimately is controlled, of course, by the fingers of our chairman, you know, and so it should be, because no one can ever knock our chairman. He's just the most incredible man for a football club that any supporters could wish to have. You know, see someone 5 years ago come in quite late in the day and take over Rotherham United, get disappointed in negotiations, make a decision that he's got to move the club out of the town, say we bring it back in a guaranteed period, wrote a multi-million pound bond out to the Football League if he didn't bring it back, and then built a stadium that's, let's be honest, if we were kicking off in the Championship tomorrow, no Championship manager would turn up in here and say, I'm disappointed with this, would they? They'd turn up and say, hey, this is decent. And go and ask the lads that came along from Blackburn Rovers, who turned up at our stadium and said, wow. Yeah. And so from that point of view, we hopefully we have a good future together, but it's always results based.
He's talking about 10 years. Can you see yourself managing Rotherham United for 10 years?
Well, that'll take me to 38.
Liar.
So it's, the one thing that stuck in my mind last night when a colleague was asked the chairman about an extension, the chairman said, I need some hair extensions. And he's probably nearer the truth.
We all need those, mate. Get mine.
But I work for an incredible man. I manage a team that have an incredible fan base and incredible support. And on the bad days, I get some stick. Every manager gets some stick. And if I was a supporter here some days, I'd have given me some stick as well. Mm. But on the majority of the days, even when the results have not been right, if we have a team on that pitch that displays the efforts and the commitments and the passion that they need to display in their workplace, because jobs are hard these days, then they stay behind you and they stay supportive and they want you to be successful more than anything else. And, you know, all I do know is that just let's get a point on Saturday and it'll be the party of all parties, for everyone.
Of course, there is a flip side here. There is that chance, isn't there, that Aldershot might come here and win. Have you planned for that outcome?
Yeah, we have. The first thing we'll do is run and hide, shut the dressing room door, barricade us in. Now, we've covered every eventuality, you know, all the playoff teams this weekend who are in the playoffs, or, for example, Cheltenham as well, and we'll all be analysed. Our head of scouting has put his people in place, so our accommodation has been provisionally booked for Bradford, our pre-match has been provisionally booked, our accommodation has been booked if we're in overnight on the Saturday night, and we have to do that. You know, people say, well, you just wait till Sunday, Monday, wake up and make it happen. So as a football club, we're preparing the way, you know, we're preparing the way Manchester United would prepare if they're playing Rotherham, and that would be the same as if they're playing Real Madrid or Barcelona. So we're preparing to play next Thursday, and hopefully on Saturday night at 5:05, our chief executive can't wait to press his computer to cancel all of that.
It's funny how the football gods work, isn't it? You face an Aldershot side followed by one of your predecessors, you could go up with a win. Obviously, they could get relegated.
Well, they're relegated now, all bad in name. There's no point in me dressing and saying we could relegate Aldershot Town. Aldershot Town are playing the Football Conference next season. Miracles happen, but they don't happen to be that extent. So, and I don't mean that, but they could come in and win. Mm. They're not going to come in and win 7-0. And secondly, from that, I don't see four of the five of the teams at the bottom losing. And you only have to look at last week's results. We go and beat Plymouth away. and a real hard day. And I said to Shez at the end of it when I shook his hand, I hope the decisions have gone for you. And he goes in the dressing room and 6 out of 7 at the bottom of win. I think you'll see a similar thing on Saturday. We've got to make sure that Aldershot's not winning them. And of course, as we'll always know, Cheltenham have to beat Bradford. And I think, I know some players at Bradford, forget the hype that's coming out of there. Some players at Bradford will want to make sure that they're in Phil Parkinson's team for the playoffs on Thursday night or Friday night, whenever they are. And so they've also got to look after themselves. But as far as we're concerned, we do our business. We look after ourselves. It's not about previous managers, not about current managers. It's about 11v11 on the New York Stadium, surrounded by the most incredible fans they'll ever wish to play for.
But he'll want to come here and spoil the party, won't he?
Yeah, of course he will. I mean, as a manager, you want to win every game, and you know, and I'm sure Andy thinks that way. But I can't affect how he thinks. I can't affect what team he picks. I can't affect what system he picks. And we can only affect tactically when the game goes off at 3 o'clock, what we both do to the teams that we've selected. But you know, I'll stand in front of these players as long as we have a real proper go on Saturday, a real proper shift, 1 to 11 walk hard, or 1 to 14 if we use the subs, everyone gives what they've got. Then if it don't happen for us on the day, we'll get prepared and ready for the playoffs, and people will be doom and gloom if that was the scenario. Well, it won't be, it'll be doom and gloom for us for a period of time, but then it'll be immediately focused back on the playoffs, which it would have to be. But let's hope we're not thinking of that on Saturday night.
Is the team picked?
I know the team now, yeah.
When will you tell them? Is it just like any other week?
Yeah, they'll know. They'll know maybe just over an hour before kickoff. You know, I'm a big believer that, you know, players, agents, friends of players have an incredible social networking system these days. We Twitter or Twitter, whatever it's called, and Facebook and these things, and of course texting and messaging and stuff like that. So, you know, I can assure you now there'll be 3 people who know that team. Tomorrow there'll be my chairman, as he always does, there'll be Paul Rayner, and there'll be Steve Evans, and no one else on the team. And if I get run over, Paul Rayner will name it. If he gets run over, the chairman will name it. And if he's not there, then lucky picks in it, let him have a div. But yeah, we know the team now, we know the shape, we know the system, we know how we're going to play, and we know what we're going to be about.
Anybody struggling?
No, I think we've got, probably Mark Bradley would be the only one that we've got a lot of question mark over. If it was another week, Bradders would be back and able to play. But, you know, hopefully everyone else comes through Friday's training, and that's always a little raised eyebrow, because Friday's quite high tempo here, and we like people to be really at it and in people's faces, and that means there's no holds barred, so people can get a knock or two, and that's always been the situation. It's and I learnt that from going and studying the likes of Man United and studying the likes of Real Madrid, where they get real high tempo leading up to the games. And probably some managers, and I've done it in the past, where you go easier because you don't want knocks, but you put your players in a high pressured situation 24 hours later and they can't handle it, so it is high pressure the day before.
Does the chairman have any plans to send you and the team away if you do it?
I've had conversations with the chairman in all eventualities, and I'm sure the boys will enjoy some sunshine somewhere if we can get over the line. But quite genuinely, we only think about that. Yeah. On Saturday night, and know before, the minute we let our minds think to what might be happening, we'll get kicked, and we'll get kicked really hard. And we know how tough Saturday's going to be, emotionally, physically, mentally, the whole thing. But you know, we've been in these situations before as a management team. We've got very experienced players, we've got very gifted players, so we have a recipe for making it right.
Have you got family coming down? Is your brother coming down for this one?
Yeah, there'll be there's some people coming down from. I just hope they forget to, or they don't forget to wear the green and white, put the red and white on. But no, there'll be, I think every player, every member of staff, from the guys that operate in the turnstiles to the tea bars, these are all unsung heroes, aren't they? You know, the stewards, the people that help park the cars, the people in the offices, there's the catering people, there's, you know, there's a lot of unsung heroes that. That love this club, and if you opened them up, you know, I know it's red blood anyway, but if you opened them up, it'd be Royal United right through the middle of them. So there's a lot of unsung heroes at this football club that need League One football, and they need it because they need the club to make progress.
Finally, this is hopefully the last pre-match interview of the season that I'll do with you. Is there anything that you would like to say to people that are listening to this?
No, I think just to the fans first and foremost, they've been incredible, and they probably get sick to the back teeth of me thanking them and saying how good they are, but just bring the house down, guys. You know, every free kick, claim for it. Every throw in, every corner, and it really is every inch will be a mile on Saturday. Every goal we can get will be a mountain that we've climbed, and you know, just make sure we're together as one. And I know how much they want to win, and if they lived with me, they'd realise how much I want to win.